In our previous year, we continued establishing the halachas of Lesas Agudas Agudas, and we continued establishing when those parameters apply and when those parameters do not apply. And we explained that even from the Mirajdam, and proved it from the Rishonim, that even in a situation where there is no problem of Lesas Agudas Agudas, there's still an issue to make shalom. I saw the Steichemet in Marachas Halamed, Klal Ayin Tes, makes a very important point. He says, when our Gemara is speaking about Lesas Agudas Agudas, we're speaking about Bate Dinim, about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. However, he says that even Rava, who says that the issue of Lesas Agudas Agudas is only with one Beis Din, not within two Bate Dinim, he says that Rava will agree that if we have two Bate Dinim in one city, but one is of far greater stature than the other Beis Din, then we would say Lesas Agudas, even though they're two separate Bate Dinim. Because there it's obvious that there's a machloikus. How is this Beis Din disagreeing with their greater Beis Din? And therefore, there's a concern of Lesas Agudas Agudas. On the other hand, the same Steichemet, the next paragraph says that in a situation where somebody is doing something only because it's a hidden mitzvah, not that he believes that that's what the halacha truly is. So now we have no problem of machlokes, and we have no problem of Lesas Agudas Agudas. Because when is there a machlokes? When we have different opinion on how to understand what Hashem wants of us. When we have different opinions of what the halacha truly is. But when there's no disagreement of what the halacha is, just somebody wants to be machmer, everybody has the right to be machmer. There is no issue of Lesas Agudas Agudas. But I saw another piece from the Steichemet. This is further in Marach Slamed, in Klal Kuf Hei. He asks a very interesting question. We're learning that the Issa of Lesas Agudas is the Issa Deraisa. So as we explained in the first of our series of Shiurim, is the opinion of the Rambam and most Rishonim. Another question is, what's going to be the halacha? Is there a concern for Lesas Agudas Agudas when we're speaking about a din derabbanan? How could there be an issa d'oraisa when we're speaking about a din derabbanan? He says there still could be a problem with Lesas Agudas Agudas. Why? It's very understandable. Because Lesas Agudas Agudas is to avoid machlokes, avoid two tyrants. So it makes no difference if the issue at hand is an issa d'oraisa or the issue at hand is a din derabbanan. We don't want to have in Klal Yisrael this rift. And if there's going to be a rift, that's Lesas Agudas Agudas. But as we began the first of our shiurim, and we've been discussing this question, but we haven't addressed it directly, is if there's such a serious isser of Lesas Agudas Agudas, so why do we find, as we said, in every blot almost in Shas, in almost every Mishnah in Shas, machlokes? What about Lesas Agudas Agudas? So there's a number of approaches how to look at this question. The first way to look at this question is the Paiskim, the Rishonim, the Achroin, the Rishonim already disagree. What's the halacha to the person himself who has an opinion? Is he locked into the opinion? Is he also locked into Lesas Agudas Agudas? And even though he has a very specific, definite opinion, Lesas Agudas Agudas prevents him to follow his opinion or not? The Ritva clearly says that the discussion of Lesas Agudas Agudas does not apply to the person himself who has that opinion. The person himself has that opinion is not locked into that opinion. And he brings many rais. One is, as we will medayik in the previous shiur in the Gemara. We were daik in the previous shiur, the lashon of the Gemara is osu v'osu. When the Gemara, which the Gemara discusses quite at length, did Beis Shammai follow their own opinion, did they not? The Gemara asks, the Gemara uses the words osu v'osu. And the Chiddush explains the Ritva. Why does the Gemara say the lashon osu v'osu? Says the Ritva, to teach us osu, that they themselves follow their opinion. Of course they follow their opinion. How could somebody be asked not to follow the opinion that he truly holds? But the Gemara only means to say is v'osu. They even told all others to follow their opinion. But they themselves always follow their opinion. The other raya is, we said that Abaya says that two batei dinim in one city can't disagree. And Rava asked a question on Abaya. And Abaya and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Abaya said, should be considered like two cities. And the question Rava immediately asked is, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel lived in the same city. So if Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel lived in the same city, how could Beis Shammai follow their opinion? Why is there no problem with Lois Skaigu according to Abaya? But now, according to Ritva, that isn't the question. Because the question was never, says Ritva, about Beis Shammai themselves. Beis Shammai themselves, everybody will agree, should follow their own opinion. So that's another raya, that the person who has an opinion should follow his opinion. Furthermore, the Ritva says, as we discussed in our previous year, the Gemara went back and forth why Beis Shammai did or didn't follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. And the Gemara said that Beis Shammai was mechadde tfei, or because they were miyit. The Ritva says, it's interesting to point out, nowhere did the Gemara say, says the Ritva, that the reason Beis Shammai followed the opinion of Beis Hillel, according to the man, the Omer, that they followed the opinion, was because they were concerned like sasa agudas agudas. So Tosfos indeed, and we'll quote, and we'll speak about Tosfos soon, disagrees, and Tosfos says that's part of what the Gemara means. The Ritva says no, we don't find anywhere in the Gemara that should be a consideration, and it's not accidental, because like sasa agudas agudas cannot force somebody to take an opinion that he doesn't hold of. And why not? And the answer is, because when we speak about the different conditions that we've been discussing in Lo Sasa Agudas Agudas, there is a problem in Agudas in Klal Yisrael, Machloikas Shtei Torahs. But that can't be at the expense of what I hold the Torah says I should do. That's one way of understanding. And a more lomdish way of explaining it, I saw, is that loisasa agudas agudas is an ahoga. Loisasa, just like we have in the Torah, that we have a question, what should we do? So the din of achir rabim lahatis, we follow the roif. There's also an ahoga that the Torah established of loisasa agudas agudas. We shouldn't divide ourselves up into groups. But when is an anhoga required? Anhoga is required when we have a suffix. I don't know what to do. So roif helps us know what to do. Like sasa agudas agudas helps us know what to do. But if I know that the halacha is in one certain way, so I have no question. And therefore, there won't be an issue. There is no question of like sasa agudas agudas, and I should do what is required. The Karen Oira, Davni Nazer, take this one step further. They say to the Hamoin Am, to the people, they don't understand Machloikis. Talmidei Chachamim, who learn, could understand that there's a Machloikis. And could appreciate that a Machloikis doesn't mean that they're two Torahs. And they could appreciate that a Machloikis doesn't mean that a Machloikis in learning doesn't have to be personal. And therefore, even though there's a machloikis, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. The Rashba takes an interesting approach. He says that there's a difference between something done b'faresia versus something done privately. And the Rashba says that the issue of lysasa agudas agudas is only when something is done publicly, but not when it's done privately. The Ramban also agrees with the Ritva, but the Ramban says it somewhat differently. The Ramban says that the problem of lysasa agudas agudas is only when somebody's teaching others. However, when someone is not teaching others, it's what he's doing by himself, not teaching, he should follow his own opinion. However, as I said a moment ago, Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that even though the Gemara doesn't say that that was part of the consideration of Beis Shammai, if they follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, only because of the Baskol, only because of Roiv, but Tosfos says Agudas Agudas was part of the consideration as well. And Tosfos seems to learn that even the person who's paske, even the person who has an opinion, Lysasa Agudas Agudas, prevents him from following his opinion when there's a concern of Agudas Agudas. Furthermore, Ritva and the Miri as well say another Bechidish. They say that the only time there's an issue of Lysasa Agudas Agudas is when we're teaching and we're trying to tell people this is what you should do. This is the proper way to behave. This is not the way to do something. But if somebody comes to a Rav with a Shiloh, if somebody comes to a Rav with a Shiloh on a piece of meat, and the Rav feels that that piece of meat is kosher, even though he knows that the other Rabbonim in town feel that that piece of meat is treif, or vice versa, obviously, the Rav is allowed to state his opinion. What about the problem of Lysasa Agudas Agudas? So the way Rabbi Reuven Grizovsky explains is as follows. He says that just like there's a halacha of Bosa Shahar B'chachem, once a Rav paskin regarding a piece of meat, Ein Chachem Acher Rishoy Lachabai, a different Rav can't disagree. Here too, says Rabbi Reuven, when we have a question, how to learn Pshat in a Pasuk, our Gemara, we're having a machloikas b'sham b'silul, what is the halacha on a tzaris erva? That's when we can have a discussion. That's when we can have such a discussion. But when it's not a question that applies to the rabbim, says Reb Ruvein, that's a question on a piece of basar. And that is in a situation of agudas agudas. Furthermore, the Rishonim and Achronim discuss what would be the halacha when Beis Din didn't reach an opinion. We have a machlokes between two Batei Dinim according in one city according to Abaya within one Beis Din, and no position was reached. So many Rishonim say that there's no problem of Agudas Agudas, and it's very understandable. Only when there was a decision reached and you're not following that decision, that's when it's agudas agudas. But in a case where there was no psak Beis Din, there is no problem of agudas and there is no problem of agudas agudas. Ramosha, and we will be discussing in Mitzvah Shem and coming Shiurim, the opinion of Ramosha, says that there are two types, this Ramoshan, Eirechayim Chelik Dalid, Simen Lama Dalid. He says there are different types of Minhagim. And even if we're going to say that there's a problem of Loisus Goydidu, as we discussed, certainly according to the Rambam, that there's a problem of Loisus Goydidu even by Minhagim, says Ramosha that there are two types of Minhagim. There are Minhagim that are there because people have a minig. We're going to be discussing such minhagim regarding wearing tefillin and chol hamoed, how nefilas apayim should be done, numerous halachas in hilchas tefillah. That is where we could have a problem, says Ramosha of Lysasa Agudas Agudas. However, says Ramosha, where the reason that there's a minig is only because of Chash Isser, that people are concerned that we may do something wrong, and therefore because of that Chumra, they put on a siyog, they put on an extra shmira, there we wouldn't have a problem of Lysasa Agudas Agudas. And the reason Ramosha explains is very nice. Because the whole problem is stay pyrus or machlokes. But if I want to prevent and avoid doing the wrong thing, and therefore I accept upon myself a chumrah, that isn't considered a goodus, a goodus. The Chazon Ish, going back to what we discussed a few moments ago, says even another chiddush. He says that according to most Rishonim, that we said that the person who himself has the opinion should follow his opinion, says the Chazon Ish, that doesn't only apply to the person who has that opinion. If there are Talmidim who always follow that opinion, then there's no problem of loy sasa agudas agudas. And that's, he says, is very meduyik in our Gemara. Because the Gemara in ours says, "But mekaymish Reb Elezer hayikayosim eitzim lasis pesach pcham b'shabbes lasois barzel." So he says, "Look at the words of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't speak about Reb Elezer. Why doesn't the Gemara speak about Reb Elezer? Because when we speak about Reb Elezer, there is no question that Reb Elezer followed his own opinion. It's always the right of a chacham to follow his opinion. The chiddush of the Gemara, says the Chazon Ish, is that Mekoymash Reb Elezer, these people always follow the opinion of Reb Elezer, and since these people always follow Reb Elezer's opinion, they obtain the same status as Reb Elezer. And as we said earlier, when somebody has an opinion, following that opinion is not going to be considered a situation of agudos, agudos.